Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Pei Zayin. We left off on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to talk about, the Mishnah is going to talk about two things. First of all, two identical Gittin that get confused for each other. So what do we do? How do we make sure that each of these couples get divorced? And the second is, if you have five Gittin on one piece of paper, all of the discussion in the Gemara is going to be about that. It's going to be about five Gittin on one piece of paper. And the Gemara is going to talk about, give two different opinions of how to define the two cases of five Gittin on one piece of paper. The Mishnah is going to distinguish between a case that's called Klal and a case that's called Tofes. And in one of those cases, all five Gittin are Kasher, and the other one, they're Pasul. So we're going to have two opinions in Amoraim, how we distinguish between the case of Klal and the case of Tofes. We're going to have three Rayas as to which opinion is correct, and then we're going to have a Braisa that's supports each opinion in terms of how to be magdir, which case is klal and which case is tofes. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about if you have two side-by-side gittin on the same piece of paper, and there are some edim that are signed in the Ivri style and some signed in the Yevani style. Ivri style means the way we would write our name, that Aryeh Tzvi ben Chaim Yitzchak, that's my name. But if I was signing in Yevani style, I would write my father's name first and then my name. That would be Chaim Yitzchak ben Aryeh Tzvi, is a way of saying that Chaim Yitzchak's son's name is Aryeh Tzvi, and that's the way they would write it. So what if you have some of the Eidim signed in Yevani style and some signed in Ivri style? And then we're going to talk about, the Gemara is going to talk about a number of different ways that people might sign their name. Sometimes people might not even put their own name at all. They'll just write Ben Chaim Yitzchak Eid, or just Aryeh Tzvi Eid, and they'll just write like that. And sometimes they wouldn't even write names. They would just draw a picture, and that picture was supposed to represent who they are. So in light of all the different ways of signing one's name, we're going to reassess the halachos of the Mishnah. And then the next Mishnah, in the middle of them, is going to have many more cases of unusual gittin, where you have a get that starts on one side of the page, continues on the other side of the page, and a number of different cases like that. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah discusses Shneim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavin. You have two men that sent a get. Each sent a get with the same shliach, but the thing is, both men have the same name, and both of their wives have the same name. Vinisarvu, and the shliach can't remember which get was from person A and which get was from person B, so he doesn't know which one to give to which wife. So Nosin Shneim Lazo Ushneim Lazo. He should give both gittin to woman number one and both gittin to woman number two. And therefore, they'll both be divorced. Lefichach, since that's what you're required to do, that you need to make sure to give both gittin to each woman in order to make sure that they're divorced. If avad echad mehen harei asheni batel, if one of those gittin got lost, then the second one is going to be useless because you're not going to know which of the two women it's supposed to be given to. So you can't use it since you're not going to know which woman is actually going to be divorced with it. The Ran points out it doesn't mean that it's batel. It means don't do it, don't give it to anybody, because you're just going to end up with a suffolk garrison. She's only going to be suffolk magre. Each woman is only going to be suffolk magreshes in the end. Better to be vaday married than to be suffolk magreshes. So don't give it to anybody. That's what it means that it's batel, and that's how the Magmishon sends Shita Sarambam as well. However, the Teferes Yaakov writes that he thinks the Shita Sarambam is that the get is batel agamri, that the get is absolutely useless. And how could it be absolutely useless? It was written lishma. It was given by the shliach. It was given to the shliach. The shliach is delivering it. What do you mean it's absolutely useless? So he said, no, because the Baal only made the shliach a shliach to be megarish b'toras vaday. But the second you're going to do something that's only going to be megarish her b'toras safek, you're not my shliach anymore. That's not my shlichus. I'm not interested in a safek, in a safek gerushin, and therefore paska shlichuso. And that's why the get is going to be batel. Okay, now the Mishnah says, different case. Chamisha shakasvu klal. If you have five men that wrote all on the same piece of paper, they all wrote get into their their wives, b'toch haget, meaning they wrote in a nusach that kolel all of them, ish ploni megarish plonis, uploni plonis, that Reuven is being megarish Rivka, and Shimon is being megarish Sarah. Ve'edim ilamata, and then you have ve'edim signed on the bottom of all of those names, kulam ksherin, they're all kasher, v'yinasin, kalachas vachas. You need to do maisin nesina between each husband and each wife, so you have to be nosin the get to each one. The Chassam Sofer writes, you know, mamish have to be mosin the get to each of them. All the women can make one shliach le kabbalah to be mekabel one time on behalf of all of them. So that would be a more efficient way of doing the meaning that all the husbands can make a shliach la'olacha, that he's a shliach la'olacha for all five of them. And the women can make a shliach lekabbalah to be shliach lekabbalah for all of them. Hayikosif tofes to kol echad ve'echad. But if they would write it not in a way of klal, meaning the first case we said of five gittin on one piece of paper was they wrote it as a klal ish ploni megarish ploni ploni ploni. Now we have another case. Hayikosif tofes to kol echad ve'echad. You have a separate nusach for each of them. Ve'edim milamata, and then you have edim signed on the bottom. Then only the last of the nuscha'us on the piece of the paper is kasher, only the one that reads together with the edim. You can't take the nusach from the top of the paper and connect it with the edim on the bottom of the paper. It's only the last of the nuscha'us of the gittin that are on the paper that's going to connect to the edim on the bottom. So says the Gemara, first a quick comment about the resha of the Mishnah before we spend all of our time discussing the seifa of the Mishnah. So Mantana, who is the one that taught our Mishnah that allows when you have two identical gittin that get mixed up with each other to just give both gittin to both women, and therefore you'll be guaranteed that both divorces happen? So Rabbi Yirmiya delok Rabbi Lazar. That's against Rabbi Lazar. Dear Rabbi Lazar, kivin damar edim mesira karti. Rabbi Lazar holds edim mesira karti, as we've seen so many times throughout this Masechta. So apparently the din of lishma by a get is a din about the edim mesira, that the edim mesira need to know who is the megaresh and who is the miskaresh. But in this case, they don't know who's who. They don't know who's being divorced with this get. Halo yadi behem and ayukam megarshi. You don't know which of these getin each person is actually being divorced with. So you don't really have a din lishma. Meaning, since Rabbi Lazar holds edim mesira karti, the mesira needs to be lishma. The nesina needs to be lishma. So the Mishnah must be following Rabbi Meir, who holds an edim chasima karti. And as long as the chasima was done lishma, I don't care if the mesira is done lishma or not. It's not necessary to have a mesira lishma. Tosos explains back on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis that Rav Meir requires that it's nikar mitoch haget, that it was written l'shem ish zev ish azu. So Tosos says, well, wait a second. How do you explain our Mishnah then? Nikar mitoch haget. If we're saying our Mishnah only follows Rav Meir, and that ede chasima karti, because apparently the mesira is not lishma over here, only the chasima is lishma. And you're going to tell me that Rav Meir holds it needs to be nikar mitoch haget, who the husband and wife are, who the people that we're identifying are. Over here it's not nikar mitoch haget. So Tosa says a great chiddush. He says it must be that there's some distinguishing characteristic between the two people. Maybe, yeah, they have the same name. Both of them are Yosef and Shimon, but the grandfather's name is different, and they included the grandfather's name in the get also. So that, and that name is different. Well, wait a second, Tol says, well, then you should be able to tell which one belongs to which one. The one with, whose Zaydi's name is Avram, it belongs to, it should be obvious in the get. He says, yeah, it is, if we only knew the names of the grandfather, but the people aren't here to ask them. This is a shliach. They don't know. I don't know what your grandfather's name is. I know that both of the fellows who sent me are named Yosef ben Shimon. I don't remember which one's grandfather's name is Avram, which one's grandfather's name is Yitzchak. I have no idea. So because it's only my chisaron yedia, that's the case of the Mishnah according to Tosos. Whereas the Ran disagrees. He says according to Rav Meir, it doesn't need to be muchach mitocho, who the husband is and who the wife is. So the Mishnah could be understood kipshuta. But that's the great chiddush that Tosos has in terms of reading our Mishnah. Abaye disagrees with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Abaye Yom Rafilu Tema Rabbi Elazar. That our Mishnah could even be assuming Ede Mesira Karti. Ema Dubai Rabbi Elazar Ksiva Lishma Nisina Lishma Mibai. That Rabbi Elazar, yes, he does require Ksiva Lishma. He does not require Nisina Lishma. Now, granted, he's not going to need Chasima Lishma because you don't need Ede Chasima. But Ksiva Lishma, but Kasav La Lishma. So you need it to be Lishma. So that's all the discussion we're going to have about the Resha. Now we move on to the Seifa. The Seifa said that if you have five gittin written on one piece of paper, so that if it's written in a klal format, that all of them, all the gittin are sort of interspersed with each other, then you could just you could use it for all five, for all five couples. But if it was tofes echad, tofes l'kol echad v'echad, if you had a separate tofes on each piece, on one piece of paper for each of the couples, then only the bottom one is kosher. So echidami klal, echidami tofes. What is the geder of what's called a get written in the style of klal and what's called written in the style of tofes? So two basic opinions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zman echad l'kulan, zeu klal. When it's one date on the top of the get, that's enough to make it one big shtar, that therefore all of them are able to be megarish with it. The edim signed on the bottom are shayich, connect to all of them, and that's good enough. Zman l'kol echad v'echad, zeu tofes. But if you have a separate date for each nusach of the of get that's written on that piece of paper, that's called tofes, and therefore only the bottom one is going to be kosher. So it's all about the zman, says Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish, disagrees. He says, afilu zman echad l'kulan. Even if you have one date for all of them, nami avi tofes. If there are separate nuschaos of the actual text of the get for each of them, that's still called tofes l'kal echad v'echad, and only the bottom one is going to be kosher. So what then is the case of klal, where they're all going to be kosher? Dekasav anu ploni uploni girashnu nishosenu plonis uplonis, where the actual nusach includes all of the people. You don't have five different nuschaos. You have one nusach haget that just includes five sets of names, all within the same nusach. That's the only case where we view the edim as connecting to all five couples that are written above, that are written within the get. And only in such a case would the get be kosher for all five couples. So now the Gemara tries to bring rayas. Who's right? Is Reish Lakish right, or is Rabbi Yochanan right? So Rabbi Abba asks on Rabbi Yochanan. Maskef on Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, if you're right in the get, man echel de kulan, zeu klal. That he said, that Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have one date in the get, so that's called klal. That's called, even though there are five separate nuschaos written together, as long as it's just one date, that's enough to combine all of them. But what do you mean? Why should that be enough to combine all of them? But maybe when the Edom signed on the end, they were only signing on the last few lines, which is the last couple. Milotani, after all, don't we have a Bryce that tells us, Edom chasum al she'ila shalom beget. If you have a get that has a she'ila shalom written at the end, right, at the very end, it has a whole nusach of a get, and then it says, oh, sha'alu b'shalom ploni, you know, send regards to so-and-so. And the Edom sign on that, so on the bottom of that, puzzle, cheshinu shamal she'ila shalom chasnu. The get's going to be puzzle because we have to be choshesh. That's all they were signing on to, that they weren't signing on the get. So if the get was written in a way where you have zman echad l'kulam, don't we have to be choshesh that maybe the edom only signed on the last couple and the other tov segitin are all pasul? So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that such a get is kosher for all of them? So answers Gemara, lavit maralah, that didn't we explain that brisa about the she'ila shalom, that Amar Rabbi Yovel, the didim farshi l'minei Rabbi Yochanan, sha'alu pasul Visha'alu kasher. That it all depends. If the she'ila shalom at the end was like a new sentence, sha'alu b'shalom ploni, then I have to be worried that the edom signed under were only signing on sha'alu. But if there was a vav, it said visha'alu, so that a vav implies that there was something that came before it, that it's connected, something came before it. So if the edom signed on the bottom of that, then you know that the edom are signed on more than just the she'ila shalom, because they realize that the she'ila shalom is connected to something. So they were signed on that which it was connected to. So Hanami over here also, by the get that Rabbi Yochanan is machshir, when there's one zman and then five separate nuschaos of a get, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Edom signed on the bottom, connect to all five nuschaos, diksiv be ploni, uploni, uploni. Each nusach started with a vav, so you know they're not just signing on the last nusach, because it starts with a vav, so it's connecting to the previous one, which has a vav that connects to the previous one, etc. So of course they're signing on all five of them. So that's therefore not a raya against Rabbi Yochanan. V'sul Rabbi Yochanan da amar zman l'kal echad, and another kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that they write the get that's written with a date for each one, zehu tofes, that that's a case of Tofes where the Mishnah says that only the last one is a kosher get, meaning if they write separate dates on each of the nuschaos of the get on this one piece of paper, then the edim signed on the bottom are only signed on the last nusach. Well, then, my ear, Yamishum Tofes. Why does the Mishnah say that the get is possible? Because of the separate Tofes, that's why they're considered separate Gittin, and that's why the Edom are not considered to be signed on the Gittin toward the top of the paper, because typically, shouldn't in any way be possible for a different reason. Tavle Nichtav Biyom V'Nechtam Belayla. It's signed on a different day than it's dated, because the Edom are only signing on the date of the last of the five Gittin. So you have five Gittin dated, each one dated a different day. The Edom are only signed at the bottom, so the Edom are only signed on the day of the last date, not on the day of the previous dates. So all those previous Gittin should be puzzled anyway, because the date doesn't match when the Edom actually signed. So Amalei Markshish, Abreda of Chisra Ravashi, Hachem Rim Shred Rabbi Yochanan, Diksibu, Bechad B'Shava, Bechad B'Shava. What do you mean different dates? Maybe all five Gittin were written on the same day, and they're each dated the same day. So the Edom, it's not a problem. The only problem is going to be that we're concerned that the Edom signed and they only meant to sign on that last nusach and not on the previous nuschaos. Now the Gemara tries to bring a raya against Reish Lakish. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi L'Reish Lakish Ta'amar Zman Echad L'Kulan Nami Tofes Avi. According to Reish Lakish, who holds that even if there's only one date on the top of the shtar, that's still considered that it's the case of Tofes, where the Mishnah said that only the last of the couples is divorced, even though there's only one date at the top of the shtar, and then there are five separate nuschos of Gittin. We assume that the Edom are only signed on that last nusach of a get, and the Hechidah Miklal, so what would be a case where the Edom are signed on all of them, and therefore all of them are kosher to be Megarish? That's Tichziv Behachi. That's only if you actually have one nusach that incorporates all the names. Anu, Ploni, Uploni, Gerashim, Shosein, Uplonis, Uplonis. Right, Reish Lakish learns that's the only way to have five Gittin on one piece of paper, where the nusach is all mixed in together. So nimtzu shtei nashim uskarshos beget echad v'atora amra v'kasav la v'lo la ulechaverta. But then you have a problem, because then it turns out that you have two women being misgarish with the same get. Meaning if you have a separate nusach for each one, that's not called the same get. One is using this section of paper, the other one is using this section of paper. But if they're all mixed in together and they're all using the same get tiruchin, igereshmukin, whatever the lushonos are, so they're all using the same nusach of the get. Isn't that a violation of v'kasav la? V'lo la ulechaverta. So says Gemara, the hadr kasav ploni girish plonis ploni girish plonis. No, because then at the end they separate them out again, meaning they're all included in the same nusach, and then they add some language at the end which separates them. That this guy's being megarish this woman, this one's being megarish this woman, and that's enough to take away the problem of la v'lo la ulechaverta. Amalei Ravina Ravashi umay shno mehad zatanya. Why is the din of such a get that it has to be each woman separately any different than the following brisa, where it's not talking about a get isha, but a get shichur? Hakosev kol nechasav, not even a get shichur. Someone hakosev kol nechasav l'shnei avadav. A person who writes a shtar that all of my nechasim are going to ploni and ploni my avadim. So kanu, the avadim are kona all of the nechasim, including themselves. They're part of the nechasim. See, each one owns half of themselves and half of the other guy. So meshachren zezeh, and then they could be meshachren their half ownership that they have in each other, and they split the entire estate. So don't we learn the dinim of shechuri avadim from gite nashim? So since a shtar shechur to shnei avadim is going to be kosher, what would be the problem with having a get isha to shtei nashim? Shouldn't that also be kosher? That anu ploni ploni girashim shosenu plonis uplonis should be perfectly fine. You shouldn't need to add language at the end where you separate them out. That ploni girish plonis and ploni ploni. You shouldn't need that at the end, because if it works for an eved, then it should work for an isha also. So says Gemara, Balavu kimna b'shnei shtaros. It doesn't work for an eved. We said that brisa is talking about where you wrote two separate shtaros to your two separate avadim, and you just mocked it to both of them at the same time. same time. So each shtar said l'shem, it's a separate eved. So by get also, you need each shtar l'shem a different woman. Meaning, yeah, there is really such a din that v'kasavla v'lola l'chaverta, that if you're giving one get, it can only be for one get for one woman. It cannot be that you have one get that works for multiple women. The Chabina Rav in the Chubas Dov Mesharim in Chelik Beis Simin Tazvav learns from our sugya that since we say love lola l'chaverta, that whenever you're doing one act, you can't count it toward two things. So he was asked, let's say you have two people who died, can you say one kaddish for shnei niftarim? So he says, no. If you're saying a kaddish, that's for a niftar echad. It can only work for one person. In the Chuvas Karen Ladavin, he was asked someone who had hired himself out to Davin and to say kaddish and to learn mishnayos for an aliyas neshama for someone. And then while he was doing that, he was doing it for someone else. His own father died. So he needs to do this all for his own father's neshama as well. So he said he should say kaddish and learn mishnayos separately for each one. Davening for an amid, okay, you can't do it for both of them, but you can't daven 6 tefillos a day. Got to figure that out. Rav Moshe was also asked, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Aleph in Reish and Dalet about a person who made his parnasa. He was a shamash in the shul. So that used to be a thing, that the shamash in the shul used to make a parnasa. It was not a very high-paying job. My grandfather was a shamash in the shul in Newark. It was not a very high-paying job, but the guy who knew how to lane, and the guy who knew how to daven, and the guy... So he would be the one that would say kaddishim for people, and he would daven for people. So he ends up with a whole list of people that he's got to say kaddish for, and they're all paying him a couple of dollars to do that. So is he allowed to take money from each of them if he's going to be saying? Yeah, how many times can he? So Moshe said that the assumption is when someone pays you to say kaddish, one kaddish a day. That was the assumption. That's one kaddish a day, because it used to be that they would split the kaddish among all the avelim. So no one got more than one kaddish. Sometimes you got less, but the assumption was most of the time you got one kaddish a day. So but Rav Moshe says if the person's hiring you and he thinks that he's getting many, many kaddishim, then that's then in a chinami it's gezel if you're only giving him one, because you can't do for multiple people. You can only do for one person at a time. La v'lo la ule chavirta. That's how Rav Moshe understands. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavaseid Reish Lakish. We have a brisa that supports each sheet of both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Chamisha Shekasav B'toch HaGet. If you have five people that are written in the get, Ish Ploni Megar Ish Plonis, Uploni Plonis, Uploni Plonis, Vizman Echad Lekulan, and there's one date on all of it, Ve'edim in the Mata, and there's one set of Edim on the bottom of the piece of paper, Kulan Ksherim, all the get in our kasher, Ve'tinasim, Mekalachas V'achas, and just make sure that there are five nesinas to each woman, each of the women's names who are identified in the get. But man mekalachad v'achad, if there's a separate date for each of the couples, ve'edim milamata, and you have only one set of edim signed on the bottom of the piece of paper, Eshay edim nekrayim imo kasher. Only the nusach of get that the edim are read with at the bottom, meaning only the last nusach of get on the page, only that one is going to be kasher. All the rest are going to be pasul. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says even in the case of the seifa where there's a zman for each and every one of them, im yesh revach b'neim, if there's space in between them, in between each couple, then it's pasul. Then it's pasul the gabe the earlier ones, because the revach is between the chasimos of the edim and the earlier gittin, the gittin written higher up on the page. So as the Rosh says, revach means an amount of space that shnei edim could fit their names in there. So the edim are not considered to be going on that which is higher up on the page, because there was clearly space left for edim in between each of these gittin vim lav. But if there's no revach between them, then kasher. Then the get is going to be kasher even for the nuschos of get that were written higher up on the page, even for the couples whose names were identified higher up on the page. She'ein zman mafsik. mafsikan, because a zman between each couple is not mafsik them. Only a revach is able to be mafsik between the upper gittin and the lower gittin. So if there's no revach, the chasimos are shayich to all of the gittin. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Tani kavasid reish lachish, and we have a brisa that says like reish lachish, chamisha shakasu klal betoch haget. If you have five couples that are all written, incorporated together in the get, anu plonu yuplonu girashin shoseinu plonus uplonus, that they're not separated out. These men are being megarish, these women. Ploni girish plonus, ploni girish plonus. And then at the end you say, and each one is being megarish their wife. Uzman echad lekulan, and there's one date for all of these couples. Ve'edim in lamata, and the edim are signed on the bottom. Kulan ksherin, v'tinasin kolachas v'achas. They're all kosher, and you give the get to each and every one of them. Zman lekolachad v'achad, if you have a separate date for each of them. Ve'revach lekolachad v'achad, and you have space in between each of the nuschos. Ve'edim in lamata, and then you have edim signed on the bottom. Esche edim nekarnimo kosher. Then the only the nusach that the edim are read together with is kosher. Rav Meir Omer afal pi she'ein revach b'neim, even if there's no space between the couples, puzzle. The get is puzzle legabe the everyone but the last couple written in the get shazman mafsikan, because the zman itself is mafsik between the chasimos of the edim, because there's a zman lekalachad v'achad. So that's enough to be mafsik. So ask the Gemara of Reish Lakish, and according to Reish Lakish, that even a get that has one zman for all of them is pasul legabe, a single date is not enough, according to Reish Lakish, to be mitzaref all of them to the Edom, to connect all of them to the Edom, it only connects to the bottom one. Well, in my area, zman lekalachad v'achad, why does the Bryce have to say that there's a separate date for each one, and that's why they're pasul? Ha'amar zman echad lekula nami tofesavi. Didn't Reish Lakish say, even if there's only one date on it, it's still not enough to combine them all, and it's still going to be puzzled. Since the Gemara, hani mili hechadolar vina meyakara, that's only, when do we say that zman echad lekulan is puzzled? That's only in a case where they didn't write at the beginning of the get all of the names together. That on uploni uploni girashin yashosenu plonis uplonis aval hachadar vina meyakara. But if you incorporate all of their names together, so then ipalaglahu zman in ilolo, then the zman becomes important. Then if there's a zman that separates between each couple, then the upper gittin are going to be puzzled. But if there's no zman to separate between each couple, then the upper gittin are not going to be puzzled. So that's why the Bryce has to mention that it's zman lekal echad v'achad, because zman echad lekulan, the get would not be puzzled in the case that the Bryce was talking about, where it was ma'ariv all the names together at the very beginning. Okay, so now we move on to a new Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses Edom that sign on two Gittin that were written on the same piece of paper, but now we're talking about side by side. You have one Gittin on the right, one get on the right side of the page, one get on the left side of the page. Now it's important to understand for our Mishnah that the way Edom would sign in the style of Yavan was different than the style of Ivri. The style of Ivri is what we know, that if your name is Yosef ben Shimon, you're right, Yosef ben Shimon. But in the style of Yavan, if you wrote Yosef ben Shimon, we would read that as your name is Shimon and your father's name is Yosef. That Yosef ben Shimon, the son of Yosef, is Shimon. That's the way the style of Yavan. It sounds a little bit strange, but that's the way, meaning whatever the convention is. It's strange to us because our convention is different. It's like on an attendance sheet, right? So do you start with your last name or do you start with your first name? So that was the style of Yavan. So Shnei Gittin Shaksavan Zebetzad Zeh. So let's say you have two Gittin side by side on the same piece of paper. So one on the right side and one on the left side. Ushnaim Edim Ivrim Ba'im Itachazeh L'Tachazeh. You have two what we call normal signatures, that are signed underneath, that start on the right, because Hebrew is written right to left. So it starts on the right and goes over to the left. So it turns out each of these Edom's own names are under the right get. Their father's names are under the left get. Ushnaim Edom Yevanim, and then you have two Edom Jewish people who are, who sign in the Greek style, because they're it doesn't mean Yevanim like Goyim. two Jewish people that are kosher eidim that are signing in the Greek style, by mitachas el tachazet. Their names appear under the left get, and their father's names appear under the right get because they're doing it in their style. So es she'edim harishonim nekroyim imo kosher. Only the get that have the names of the eidim themselves under it is going to be kosher. But the get that does it, so and it's got to be directly under. So therefore, if the eidim ivrim were signed on top of the eidim yevanim, then only the right get is kosher. But if the eidim yevanim were signed first and then the eidim ivrim, then only the left get is kosher. Because only the first two signatures are kosher, and the first two signatures connect to the get where the names of the eidim are directly under that get. So if it's the eidim yevanim, then it would be on the left side. If the eidim yevanim were signed first, those eidim yevanim connect to the left side because that's where their name appears. If it was the eidim ivrim were signed first, then it would only connect to the right get because that's where their name appears. So that's the simple case. But if you have a case where one of the eidim was signed, the first eid that was signed in what we call the normal way, where his name is under the right get and his father's name is under the left get. But then the other eid was signed in such a way where he begins at the end of the left get. His name is Shimon and his father's name is Yosef. So he wants to sign Yosef ben Shimon because that's the way a Yevani would write his name. If his name was Shimon and his father's name was Yosef, so what he does is he writes Yosef under the left get at the end of the line, and then he continues with ben Shimon in the next line under the right get. Ve'edachad Ivri, ve'edachad Yevani. And then you have on the same piece of paper another Edachad Ivri, where his name is under the left get at the end of the line, and his father's name is under the right get, ve'edachad Yevani, and the other one begins at the beginning of the last one begins at the beginning of the line, and he writes his father's name under the right get and his own name under the left get. So, but mitachazel letachazel, their signatures come from under this get to under the other get. So so it turns out that the first and second Edim, their names are right under the right hand get, and their father's names are under the left hand get. The third and fourth Edim, their names are under the left hand get, their father's names are under the right hand get. So Shneim Psulim, both of those Gittin are Pasul. The Gemara will explain why. But in that case, both of the Gittin are going to be Pasul. So if you intersperse Ivri Yevani, Ivri Yevani, so then the both Gittin are going to be Pasul. So now says the Gemara, well, wait a second. In the first case of the Mishnah, where you had Shnei Edim Ivrim that were signed in the normal way, under two Gittin, and under them were Shnei Edim Yevanim, or the opposite. So we said only one of these Gittin is kosher. So, frankly, Gemara, V'liskasher Hai Beru Uvein, V'Hai Beben Yaakov Eid. Wait a second. Forget about the bottom two signatures. Shouldn't both Gittin be kosher even just from the first two signatures? Meaning, if let's say they both wrote, both Edim signed Ivri, right? So you have Yosef ben Shimon, and you have Reuven ben Yaakov. So good. So the right-hand get says Yosef, and it says Reuven. Good. So the right-hand get is kosher. The left-hand get says ben Shimon and ben Yaakov. That's also a valid way to sign your name. You don't need your first name. That's a perfectly valid way to sign your name also. So the left-hand get should be kosher because it says Ben Shimon and Ben Yaakov. So v'liskasher hai b'Reuven, let the right-hand get have the name Reuven. Hai b'Ben Yaakov Eid. And the left-hand get says Ben Yaakov Eid. Tatnan, Benish Ploni Eid kosher, because after all, the Mishnah says that just writing Benish Ploni Eid is perfectly kosher. So the kasher Reuven Ben Akama v'Yaakov Eid Abasra. Now the problem is the word Ben was still on the right side of the page. And writing Yaakov Eid is not good enough on the left side of the page. So v'liskasher hai b'Reuven Ben, v'liskasher hai b'Yaakov Eid. Why not? Why isn't Reuven Ben good enough on one side of the page and Yaakov Eid good enough on the other side of the page? Da'atanan, Ish Ploni Eid, kosher. If you just write your name and the word Eid without your father's name, that's also kosher. So it would be a problem if you wrote Yaakov Eid. So he says, Delo Kasav Eid. No, he left out the word Eid. He just wrote the name Yaakov. Or it could be that it's just not him. Yaakov may be kosher if you're Yaakov, but he's not Yaakov. His dad is Yaakov. So it doesn't help to have Yaakov aid on the left side. So it says, why not? Maybe he's signing with the name of his father. That would be a thing that sometimes people would do as a way of showing cover to their father that they totally identify with where they come from. Says, no one does that. You don't not write your own name and only call yourself by your father's name. So says, maybe you do, not because you're doing it by name, but you're using your father's name as a simon. After all, it's a perfectly valid signature if your signature is some sort of simon. Rav would sign just by drawing a picture of a fish. Rabbi Chanina would draw a palm tree, and that was his signature. Rav Chista would just make the letter Samuch. Rav Hoshaya would make the letter Ayin. V'Rabba Baravuna, Tzayir Machusa, he would make the mast of a sailboat. So what's wrong with just putting your father's name? That could be your simon. So you wouldn't have the chutzpah to use your father's name as a simon. No one uses their father's name as a simon. You either use a simon or you use a name, but you don't use your father's name as a simon. Why do they taka use these simanim? So Yaakov Emden writes that Rav would sign with a fish because the fish ain ayin hara sholet bo. The ayin hara is not sholet on a fish. Anam izarad Yosef kasina v'yidgul Rav bekerav haaretz that the zera Yosef is not subject to ayin hara because they're nimshal to dagim ma dagim shabiyam ayin hara sholet esbem. A dekel is a simon for tzadik hatamar yifrach. And also for a shevet moshel, because the moshel used to the gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Hei, they would beat people with branches of a dekel tree. So it shows rulership, it shows leadership. Samach is that is lashon somech. So samach that you could, it's totally reliable that you can rely on this signature. Ayin is a simon of the ayin of that he read this carefully, that he put his eye on this ksav before signing it, and the mast of a sailboat is that he's the manikador, that he's a leader of a generation, so he directs the entire generation. So that's what Yaakov Emden said. It wasn't just random that I like palm trees, so he just drew a picture, took like a sticker of a palm tree and put it on. It meant something, that all of this meant something. So it says more of Liskasher Hai B'Shnei Edim. Even though the two upper signatures don't work for the second get, but why can't the get on the right side be kosher with the Shnei Edim Ivrim? V'l'skasher hai b'Shnei Edim Ivanim, and let the get on the left side be kosher with the Shnei Edim Ivanim. After all, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, or we will learn in the Mishnah, get sheksavu Ivris, if you have a get that's written in Ivris, the Eid of Yivanis, and the Edim are signed Yivanis, or Yivanis v'Eid of Ivris, kosher, that's perfectly kosher. So it can be machshir the left hand get by the Yavani Eidim. V'chi tema kivin the muflag b'shnei shittin. Lo, you're going to tell me no, because there's a two line separation between the bottom of the left hand get and the Eidim that you want to connect with it, because they're the two other Eidim that are signed first. But v'amar chiskiya mil'ohu b'krovim kosher, if you want to assign two kosher Eidim on the bottom of a get and you just fill in names of Eidim that are all relatives to the people in the get in between, that's perfectly kosher. You can fill in whatever you want to fill in. As long as at the end you have two Eidim, that's fine. So I'm not bothered by the two Eidim that are on top. So says Gemara, Hatani Ziri Shnei Ksherin. In Achinami, the Ziri learned that both Gittin are kosher. That in our Mishnah, it should really say both Gittin are kosher. V'tana Didan, and our Tana, who does not say they're both kosher, and Pasul's the second get, Dilma Gundul is chasim. We're afraid that maybe they signed the Shalok Kedarkam. They signed like the Eidim Elyon, V'kulu Echad Hu D'chasimi. Meaning, maybe the Shnei Eidim Yevanim said, ooh, the first two Eidim signed Bederech Ivri, we should do the same. And therefore they tried to conform, which means that their own names are also only under the right side get. We don't know. Maybe they were just trying to conform to the previous signatures. Eirech Rivri ve'Eirech Yevani. We then said, if it's Eirech Rivri ve'Eirech Yevani, they're both possible. V'l'skasher hai be'Eirech Rivri ve'Eirech Yevani. Hai be'Eirech Rivri ve'Eirech Yevani. Why can't each get be kosher, one with an Eirech, each one with one Eirech, one Eirech Rivri, one Eirech Yevani? Tanan, after all, we're going to see in the Mishnah, Eirech Rivri ve'Eirech Yevani kosher. So Taniziri Shneim Kshe. So Zibi says, you're right, they're both kosher. V'tana Didan, and what about our Tana? Dilma Kundalis Chasim Avitlas Achad V'Chad Achad. No, because he's concerned that again, the second aide, who is Yevani, was trying to conform to the Ivri, because that's what he saw the previous guy do. So it turns out that his name is under the left-hand get, or maybe the fourth guy who was Yevani, did Shalom Kedarko Agav, the third guy. So his name was on the right-hand get, or the third guy, who is Ivri, signed like the Yevanim, because that's what he saw the second guy do. So his name is under the right-hand get. So it could be that you have three Adim's names under one get, and one aid's name under the other get. So that's why they're not both kosher. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's try to read the Mishnah. Shir mixas aged k'sava b'daf hasheni ve'edim in the mata kosher. If you wrote the get in two columns, that some of the get is written in the second column, and then you have the edim signed at the end of the second column, it's kosher. Chasmu edim b'rosh hadaf minatzad o me'achrav beget pashut pasul. If edim signed on the top of the paper, on the side margin of the paper, or on the back of the paper, in a get pashut, which means not a get mekushar, just on a one sheet of paper, then it's going to be pasul. Hikif rosh shel ze b'tzad rosh shel ze ve'edim be'emtza shneim psulim. If you have two gittin that each start in the middle of the page and then go toward the two extremes of the page, and you just have Edom signed in between them, in the middle of the page, that's going to be possible, because the Edom can be read with neither of the Gittin. Each get ends at the ends of the page. Sofo shel zeh b'tzad sofo shel zeh, if you have two Gittin that both end, that each start at the ends of the page, and they both end in the middle of the page, the Edom b'emtza, and you sign the Edom in the middle of the page, esh Edom nukrinim yo kasher. So you have to see which way the Edom signed, upside down or right side up, whichever one is right side up, so that's the get that's going to be kasher. Rosh zeh b'tzad sofo shel zeh, if you have two gittin, one on top of the other, so the top of one get is right beneath the end of the other get, ve'edim ba'emtza, esh edim nikrin b'sofo kasher. Then the edim that are the get that you read the edim with are kasher. Getch k'savu ivris ve'edim yivanis, yivanis ve'edim ivris. If you have a get that's written one way and the edim are signed in the other style, eid echad ivri ve'ed echad yivani, or one eid is ivri one yivani, or k'sav sofer ve'ed, in all those cases kasher. Ish ploni aid kosher. If you sign your name as Ish Ploni Aid, that's kosher. Ben Ish Ploni Aid is also kosher. You don't put your own name, just Ben Ish Ploni Aid. Ish Ploni, Ben Ish Ploni, Velo Kasav Aid is also kosher. If you write the way you're called to the Torah without putting the word aid is kosher. V'kachri Nikiya Dashi B'Shalayim, also, and that's what they used to do in Yerushalayim. Kosav Chani Chasa V'Chani Chasa kosher. If you write a name that your whole family is known by, even though it's not personal to you, that's also going to be kosher. Okay, B'Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Gemara. Have a good day and a good Shabbos, everybody.